From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Let's talk buildings. Are we building them?
Yeah, we are. We are, just not quite as many as we used to being now. Sort of the economic, I was sort of thinking this morning, Mike, this electioneering is really getting going now, isn't it? But, you know, in the background, the wheels of commerce just keep turning. I mean, we don't just stop for an election. So Stats New Zealand yesterday released a piece of data that we'd spoken about for a while. This is building work put in place. I suppose it's the yin to the yang of building consents. So building consents is what's planned. Work put in place is what's actually done. Unfortunately, the data is quite historical. It's June quarter, but we can use it. We can look for trends and see what's going on. Now, we know that building consents have been falling for some time, peaked last year, trending down since then. And you can now see that flowing through into the residential building work actually being put in place. So the volume of residential construction work has fallen for the third consecutive quarter. So in the June quarter, it was down 2% to 5.8 billion. And looking at the trend here, that 2% fall follows a 4.3% fall in the March quarter and a 1.4% fall in the last quarter of 2022. So definitely a trend there. Now, just looking at these, adjusting these numbers for seasonality and inflation, if you want to get a feel for the quantum here, in the December quarter of 2022, the volume of work done was $6.2 billion. It's now $5.8 billion. So you can sort of see the quantum fall. However, Mike, here's the thing. For as much as residential volumes are falling, non-residential, sort of commercial, industrial, they've been going up. They've gone up for three consecutive quarters. The June quarter up 3.7% to 3.1 billion. Look, it's a smaller part. It's not as big as the residential market, but the trend definitely going up. We know there's a strong pipeline of work there. The big players in this keep telling us there is. So that's good. I did notice when looking at the June 23 quarter numbers versus the June 22 quarter numbers, a big winner there. Canterbury, Mike Christchurch, yep. 20% yep. up. Going
Go
off
ahead.
Down there.
Go ahead, region. We should yep. move there. ETS, I mean, how many? They're going to just blow the entire year, aren't they? The fourth is going to be a flop as well.
Look, everybody, all the experts are saying it is, yeah, it's a flop. So this is yesterday, so it was not unexpected. So this was the auction of New Zealand NZU. So this is all part of the ETS scheme, essentially the carbon auction. It is held quarterly. Now, the auction this yesterday failed to clear. Now, the third auction of the year, none of them have cleared. So there's only one auction left, which is scheduled for December. Look, we have to assume, hopefully, that the election result will be settled by then, and there'll be greater clarity around what's happening with the ETS. Now, the auction failed because bids were declined because the clearing price didn't meet them in price setting. There's a bit of a caveat here, Mike. I'm not an expert in the complexities of these auctions, but I believe the basics are there is a confidential reserve price yep. and the auction has to clear above that.
Correct.
The thing is, here's the thing, Mike. So you've had two failed auctions already. So all of the units that didn't clear in those previous auctions get added to the next one. So there's a lot of volume on offer here. So my understanding is that there would have been around 13.5 million units on offer. Assume it's around $70 a unit. You're getting close to $1 billion right. worth of units that would have been on offer yesterday. And those funds, if the auction had been successful, would have gone into the government coffers. So we have to assume, Mike, that the pre-FOO, the pre-election fiscal update due next week, state of the books pre-election, we've got to assume that update will incorporate no income from the sale of carbon units for this year. And of course, the corollary of all of this is that all these units that didn't clear yesterday get loaded into the December auction. So it's becoming a very large auction. It is supporting the carbon price in the secondary market, Mike, but this has been a mess this year, hasn't it? A real mess.
Absolute disaster, and it's from top down. Anyway, we'll talk more about that after 7 o'clock this morning. What are the numbers?
So share market's just a little bit off overnight. There was some data out in the US a little bit stronger than expected. People were worried about the Fed putting rates up again now. So the Dow Jones is down 222 points, 34,419. That's about 0.65%. The S&P 500 down 0.9%. 40 points, 4,456, and the Nasdaq's been hit a bit more. It's down 1.28%, 13,841. The FTSE 100 lost 12 overnight, 7,426. The Nikkei was up 204, 33,241. Shanghai Composite up 4 points, 3,158. The Aussies yesterday, they lost just over 0.75%, closing at 7,257 on the ASX 200. And the NZX 50 down 10 points yesterday, 11,000. 427. Kiwi dollar a little bit weaker again overnight, 0.5868 against the US, 0.9196 Aussie, 0.5469 euro, 0.4691 pounds, 86.61 is the Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $1,917, and unfortunately, Brent crude keeps creeping higher, just under $91, $90.91.
Have a good day. Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.